texted Jake when I watched this episode because, you know, when you think someone can't get worse, Poodle?
I never have that faith in people. I just assume they're going to get worse. I knew he would. Sorry.
Did you?
I did.
Because I...
People like this, people like Uche, boy, only get worse.
I mean, I don't know how I, you know, because now that I am single, I watch this and I go, I'm never contacting someone on an app ever again because they might kill me. This man terrifies me to even just put myself out there.
The thing about it is, we were getting the best of him.
Oh,
that's how in the beginning. When he was
I'm screaming
nice.
Because you're right, and it makes my it just made a little turd come out in my underwear. It just went poop.
That's how I knew it would only get worse. That we were getting when we first met him, I was like, "Who is this weird lawyerly piece of shit who is making everyone feel bad about themselves, even in a first meeting?" And I said, and as soon as he started talking to her, I'm like, "Uh oh." She's looking for something. She hates part of herself. And he fills that void for her. And she's going to say, "Thank you, sir. May I have another?" Even though, because it makes her feel normal, which the way she hates herself. And it is a tragedy that this has to play out like this. But it's disgusting. And yeah, I expect it to get even worse. I have... And I'm going to watch like this, like everybody else, like Michael Scott in The Office and that meme going, yep, this is what you can look forward to, y'all. You're going to have to watch it through your hands like a car crash. It will be Uche and Aaliyah. Yep.
This is Love is Blind. This is Love is Blind. Season 5, episode 5, Don't Give Up on Me.
It definitely might be the most emotionally abusive relationship we've had on the show.
Yes. I actually feel like they should give a trigger warning before they show this episode. For real.
There, I promise you, and this is going to shock you, there are going to be people who think that she's the one in the wrong and he's perfectly a stand-up guy.
I think they're going to end up being together.
And I'm very sad to agree with you.
I got to say, the only way Vanessa Lachey can redeem herself is she better fucking come after this guy at the reunion.
I don't think she will.
If she does not.
She does not have a history of that.
She better.
Yeah.
She better.
This is someone who didn't come for Josh.
Fuck.
And who wondered if Jackie and Josh
but
were going to make babies.
Worse than Josh. Way
Agreed.
Worse.
Agreed.
Way worse. Josh... Great guy with cauliflower ears compared to this guy. Let's fuck.
let's not go that far.
Well, you know they just broke up too.
Shocker.
Because she talked to the Monica and he was upset. That was the reason. At least that's what her name says, but she's trash too.
Who's
whoever Josh was dating. I already forget her name.
Monica.
No. Monica was who he was going to get engaged with, but then he got with what's her name after she didn't like being with Marshall. I forget her name because they all.
Oh, I forgot her name too.
I appreciate that. It's like when we just did this collab with Bad TV with Dylan and Patrick. Dylan was so validating
to
me
when
it was very fun. And Dylan just said this. He's like, once I'm done talking about these people, it just goes out of my head. I don't remember their names anymore. And I went, that is so true.
I remember
people are screaming.
I remember the deep emotional scars of some of them that are still with me, like Shayna's eyes.
Jackie, it's Jackie.
Jackie. No, I said that, but
no, you didn't say Jackie. You said.
You said he dated someone else.
No, you said Monica.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't. I thought you were for a minute. I thought you said he had dated